欢迎来到卡卡课堂 I'm Jessica 今天我们来说一个单词 Slow 这个单词其实非常简单是慢的意思那么 slow day 呢后面加一个 day 这个名词表示什么意思呢直译过来就是缓慢的一天那么其实它有三层意思第一层呢其实就是可以理解为缓慢的一天就是这一天什么都没有发生时间过得非常慢 A day in which not much happens so it feels like it's taking very long to pass第二层意思呢跟第一层意思差不多但是呢会有非常细微的不同就是你本来以为你要干很多活结果呢却干了很少在心理上有一种非常强烈的差距感 A day in which less than expected has been done 而它第三层意思呢却很少人知道它指的是呢生意非常清淡 Not much business has been done 所以一个 slow day 从字面上看很简单但其实呢它在不同的语境上呢会有语义上非常细微的变化那么接下来我们就来剖析几个例句 Number one The shop did not make a lot of money today We had a slow day 这句话看字面意思非常简单今天商店呢没有赚多少钱但是这个 slow day 如果你理解为过得很缓慢的话那就错了其实它指的是生意很清淡的意思 Number two Very few people came to the restaurant today The servers did not even have to set up the tables at the back We had a slow dayset up 有准备的意思 set up the table 就是准备餐桌了那么今天呢有很少人来餐厅以至于什么呢 servers 指的是服务员以至于服务员都不用在后面准备餐桌然后我们一天都无事可干在这里 slow day 其实可以理解为第二条意思就是我们本来以为会很忙但其实呢跟我们想象中不太一样今天呢无事可干注意在第二条意思当中呢他内心的本来是有期许的并且呢有很大的落差感Number three, today is Saturday. We're going to stay home and watch television. We're not going to leave the house at all. We're having a slow day. 在英文当中呢，还有很多类似的俚语表达。如果想要学习相关的内容呢，请微信搜索“卡卡课堂”。这句话就比较好理解了。今天是星期六，我们要待在家里看电视，哪儿都不去，就在房子待着。我们要过非常缓慢的悠闲的日子。这句话当中出现的 slow day 其实就是刚才第一条所说的意思就是它的本意就是本来就过得很慢我们来听最后一个句子 I cannot believe that it's only 12 o'clock It feels like we have been there for hours It really has been a slow day 这句话当中的 slow day 也是第一层意思就是我不敢相信现在只有12点感觉我已经在这待了好几个小时了真是过得太慢了急死人了最后呢我们从头到尾把这例句再听一遍Number one, the shop did not make a lot of money today. We had a slow day. Number two, very few people came into the restaurant today. The servers did not even have to set up the tables at the back. We had a slow day. Number three, today's Saturday. We're going to stay home and watch television. We're not going to leave the house at all. We're having a slow day. Number four, I cannot believe that it's only 12 o'clock.It feels like we have been here for hours. It really has been a slow day.